Hey guys, what's happening and welcome to another episode of FPL Kobe Talks, where three gentlemen come together, put our brains together and discuss about a game we love, Fantasy Premier League. I'm Anwar, the FPL casual.
I'm ABK, the Arsenal loyalist.
And I'm Lukman, the sensible one. Yeah. How's it going, guys? Four more game weeks.
I wanted to say the loyalist to the team that's going to beat Spurs, but that hasn't been really going well for me, so maybe every time I say this, I always lose.
Don't jinx it. Anyway, I got a poem. Okay. So roses are red. Yeah, okay. Roses are red. Okay. Liverpool is blue. My game week rating is -2. So listen to part one if you haven't, about our rant about this week's games. I'm still not moving forward from that 2-0 loss, man. I'm still not moving forward from that 2-0 loss against Everton.
Let's do a quick quiz, but this is totally non FPL related. It's just a football related.
Let's do a quick one.
Okay, you guys know the two kind of goats in football, the past goats, Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi.
Right. And Steven Gerrard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Those are the two. And then now there's the new age one. I think a lot of people are saying that the new Ballon d'Or contenders are Mbappe and Haaland. Mbappe and Haaland, correct?
Yeah.
Name me one player who split with all four of them.
Mbappe, Haaland, Cristiano.
And Lionel and Messi.
Lionel Messi. Yeah.
Who split probably in the same team as all four of them.
Same team. So same team. Barcelona.
Quick one. I don't waste too much time. This is totally non-happy related.
Siapa's, yeah?
Dortmund.
Who's, yeah? Odegaard.
Okay. What if I tell you the teams in which this guy played in with all four of them?
Okay.
So, with Messi, PSG. With Mbappe?
Okay. Yeah, Messi was at PSG. So.
Mbappe, PSG. Yeah. Haaland, Dortmund, Ronaldo, Real Madrid.
Real to PSG to Di Maria?
No. Haaland, Dortmund.
Dortmund.
I know. So winger, right?
He can play there, but not really, yeah.
I think I know, but I forgot.
Okay. We waste too much time.
Too long.
It's Ashraf Hakimi.
Ashraf Hakimi played at Dortmund. He did before he went to Inter, right?
Ronaldo. He was a young player in Ronaldo in Real Madrid.
He was in Real.
But did he play with him?
Actually, I don't know.
I think so.
I think in training. I watched some TikTok. That's why I know this thing.
Okay, let's move on. It's too long already.
TikTok.
But
yeah.
Let's move on. Okay, guys, before we start the pod proper, normal housekeeping. If you guys still haven't followed us on our socials, particularly on IG and X, that's where we do most of our work. Don't forget to follow us.
Yep, and if you're on your phone, on Spotify, and if your phone is in your pocket, take it out right now. Unlock your phone, click the three buttons over there, and give us that 5-star rating.
All right, last chance for you to join our Telegram group and our... No, not last chance to join our Telegram group, but last chance to join our FPL Prize League. Yeah, but you also must join our Telegram group. Yeah, so the Prize League will close this week, game week 35. So I will do some admin on the Telegram group. So I'm really looking forward to today's spot. And without further ado, grab your beverage of choice. This is episode 124, Wildcard 35 Draft. Let's get into it.
Let's go!
Boss, copy all satu, boss.
You're listening to FPL Kobe Talks.
It's Freddie Ljungberg again. Push out by Bartes. Wilson!
Right here. Right now.
Okay, let's start with the double game week teams. So let's start with Spurs, okay? Spurs and Chelsea. So let's start with Spurs. Spurs have a double, two doubles coming up. So they have one coming up right now and another one in 37. So Darren is asking, third Spurs asset after Sun and Perot necessary? Question mark. So let's talk about, let's talk about it.
Actually, both Chelsea and Spurs have two double games.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Let's start with Spurs first. We start with Spurs first. So Sun and Perot, I think Perot is fit. I think he's back in training. So let's assume he's fit lah. So Sun and Poro would be pretty locked lah in wildcard teams in my opinion. What do you think? Answering Darren, I think Darren has no wildcard.
I think as a biased Arsenal fan, no.
Yeah.
Because Darren is asking the question also. Darren is an Arsenal fan.
Yeah. But he's saying Sun and Poro. So Sun and Poro necessary lah. You agree or no?
I wouldn't. Okay, he's asking. Maybe I answer first lah. I wouldn't focus too much on in my opinion, without a wildcard, I wouldn't focus too much on a Spurs asset because I think their fixtures generally not the most best five six game fixtures.
Liverpool in 36.
So they're playing Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, City. The only games that they probably haul is Burnley and Sheffield United at the end of the other one. So. Even like Poro to me is quite a premium for a defender. Right? He's a bit more expensive. He only has one attacking return so far this season. I think the assets could be better put in elsewhere. That's my opinion. The money could be better put in into other assets. Even Son, I have a huge question mark on Son, so on my team lah. Whether it's worth bringing in for
free transfer.
For free transfer, whether to bring him in on the 9.9 million. So what do you guys think, man? Which Spurs is at right now? Like Madison also hasn't been firing. I think Werner looks like a decent option.
If you really want to squeeze in another midfielder, for me is Brandon Johnson.
Agree.
Yeah, Brandon Johnson. I think pretty decent. He's not that expensive as well, right? Yeah. Brandon Johnson.
Yeah, he's cheap.
And I think like I'm just considering bringing Darwin out for Werner as my Spurs double option up front. What's your thoughts on that?
Okay lah. I mean not feeling it. But because Richarlison is training, right? So there's still doubts of his minutes. But Darwin sucks too lah. So but I prefer going Jackson lah, if I were to go there. I think Jackson is more.
I'm just talking about Spurs. One of the options is like a
black
coffee against Teo Kosong. Like really flavorless options. Yeah.
If only Brandon is the one to get lah, the third one, I feel. Like I think
Brandon
he's on form.
Listed as a midfielder, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the issue. Because it's prime real estate, right? So that's why I'm not really looking at Brandon, even though he's the one to get. But exactly. Just FYI, right? On my wildcard draft, right? I'm having Van de Ven as my third asset, but I'm only gonna play him for the bench boost in 37. And 38 they play Sheffield. I'm going to bench him in the double in 35 and Liverpool. And hopefully in the bench boost. He has Burnley home and Man City home. I mean, it's okay to bench boost for me.
Against Liverpool?
Why not?
It's easy clean sheets, yeah?
I'm going to bench my both.
Sheet, man. Everton's
I'm going to bench
it.
Both.
Crystal Palace done it. What makes you think that Spurs won't do it too, bro?
Yeah,
just
that's
him,
a good
captain
point.
Him. He'll probably get you your get in a goal.
Yeah, but
double game week, Liverpool, easy clean sheet for Spurs, man.
It's a single game week though, that's why. Maybe double. Oh, don't mind. Okay, anyway,
Spurs,
that's my
walkout
draft.
Spurs.
Yeah, they play 35 and 30, but Liverpool one is a single in 36. Liverpool away.
Okay,
so I'm benching him in that game. I'm playing him in the double. I think Burnley home, Man City home is an okay double, especially Burnley home. And then Man City home, you never know. You never know, 1-0 or something. But yeah, I'm definitely tripling on Spurs, but I'm only going to play Van de Ven for 37.
So what are your triple options? Van de Ven?
Sun and Poro is nil in my wildcard draft.
Sun, Poro and Van de Ven.
I think Sun and Poro should be in every wildcard draft. I think you got to go with the fixtures. And I know Sun has been poor, but I don't think you can go without Sun. It's a bit scary.
There's no other options. I mean, if you're on a wild card, yes, I agree with you. Like a wild card, Sun should be
transfers.
There in about. They got four games. And they got six games left in four game
correct,
weeks.
Correct.
I think
that's what I'm saying.
That just averages out. But for transfer, what do you think? I'm not feeling it. I think 9.9 million, it's a bit
But
steep,
I think I think Salah to Sun is okay.
Yeah, Salah to Sun. I think for me, the most sensible transfer is Salah to Sun. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's okay. I mean,
of course, as opposed to that's the sensible transfer. The not so sensible one is Salah to Madueke. Yeah.
Especially Anwar.
It really.
Yeah, Anwar, you're.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It no, really you're kind of protecting, this, right? Okay, it really pains me to say this, but
your voice and your
I can't agree with you guys. Salah to Sun is a sensible transfer.
If we no, can, especially
if you guys could see his face right now.
I wish
it's really a face of someone in pain.
I wish I could smile like Mateta in his mark shot on Premier League or FPL app, but I have to agree with you guys. Salah to Salah.
Yeah, but anyway, Anwar, right? You're inside the top 100k, right? I think that is a sensible to protect a protection move. I think Sun will be decently owned. So for you to protect your top 100k, I would do that. It's not an aggressive move. It's just a play safe, just to protect yourself kind of move. And I'll probably do that.
I'll probably
for
cry
you.
Myself to sleep tonight. But
it's okay. It's the last score. You still celebrate, right? You still celebrate because you're Liverpool first.
No, if Salah scores, I feel like a fraud, bro. I feel like I didn't have faith in him. And then he scores and he...
Bro, he hasn't shown enough, bro. He doesn't deserve
I have to agree with you guys. Salah to Sun, right now, in my head, it's clicking. It sounds like a sensible move. It frees up funds as well. So it frees up quite a good bit of fun to bring in Haaland and another player back.
Okay, I want to ask. Let's talk about Chelsea assets. I think Palmer is a nail on. I think he'll probably be fit and he'll probably be captain. My captain anyway. Let's talk about the other. I think the only three other picks, right, is Gusto, Jackson and Petrovic.
What's Gusto's status? He didn't play.
He's fit. Okay, so he's training. The thing is Jackson is back. Reece James, Reece the Beast is back in training.
Not for long. And
Nkunku is also back in training. So, yeah, so Gusto, but I still would still pick Gusto. I think Gusto is cheap and good. But yeah, do you agree or not? Gusto.
Talking about Reece James, right? Ben White is an inverted right back, correct? Then Alexander Arnold is a wing back, right? Wing right back.
Okay.
Reece James is a B right back.
Do you just thought of that? Or you had that in the?
I saw something like right back. Reece James is a B right back.
That's a good one.
Yeah, but
Gusto.
I probably go with Nico Jackson.
Okay, I want to ask you. Okay,
the worst part about this Chelsea and Spurs team is that the upside is they're playing 6 games, but I think their 6 games could very well turn into like the Wolves 6 games with Sarabia and Ed Nouri for my game double game week this week. Yeah. I just feel it could go both ways. I don't know. I don't know about you guys. What do you guys think? Apart from Cole Palmer, I don't feel anyone else from this. Chelsea team.
Biggest dilemma in my workout is Jackson over Hoyland. So I look at stats and all, right? Actually, Jackson's his underlying for the past 8 games is better than Cole Palmer's underlying. I'm not making narratives, but yeah, his underlying is okay. Of course, he misses a lot, that's sure. But he'll probably play every game. But the only bad thing is Jackson, and he will start with a -1 every game because he'll get yellow card. His threshold is gone, right? So he'll probably get a yellow card in his game. That's the only bad thing.
He's got one more, right?
He's one yellow
away from a suspension.
No. The threshold is over already. So he can get his yellows from now on with no repercussions.
What do you mean by the threshold is over? He cleared his...
Yeah. There's a 32-game... After 32 games, right? The 10 yellow card one, the threshold, I think 15 for a suspension. So if he gets a yellow, his 10 yellow, right? It wouldn't be a suspension because it's 1 in 32 games already.
You sure not? You don't come up with new rules.
Yeah, 100% sure. 100% sure, bro. I'm going to get him my workout, bro.
I will trust him, man.
He's 100% sure. That's why it's the Arsenal game. They were saying he was supposed to get sent off against Arsenal. I didn't see that. But he somehow didn't even get a yellow card. I don't know which. But then, yeah, he's safe to get in your workout. He won't get suspended. But anyway, yeah, speaking, let's move on to Man U. I think let's move on to Hoyland and Jackson. can you guys help me out? I want to choose between those two in my wildcard draft. What do you think?
I will go for Hoyland.
I will go with Jackson.
I'll go for Hoyland.
Reason?
Okay. Let me go first.
Goals. So
actually, not
true.
Hoyland. No, but Jackson has 10 goals this season. Oh. Can you imagine if he has penalties for Chelsea, right? He could be on 19 goals this season. just saying. I don't know if he'll score all the penalties. I'm just saying. And Hoyland hasn't.
Yeah, but I'm just,
Hoyland scored one goal. Yeah.
I'm just looking at the fixtures. They have Nottingham Forest, Brighton, and Bournemouth in the last three games. I think those
even
are
Aston Villa, Spurs, West Ham are good fixtures for attackers. I think those are good.
Yeah. I'm just saying on top of that, the last three games, this is games. I mean, even if he doesn't haul, there's no other
Hoyland
assets for no.
And I'm asking you about Hoyland.
No, from Chelsea itself. I mean, he definitely start all six games, right?
I mean, that's what they say. Like, they say even Nkunku is better. He could play winger also. He has played winger, left wing. So he'll probably be nil, but yeah, he is relatively nil, but not, we can't be sure, but he's been playing most games.
Hoyland.
ABK, what's your take on Hoyland?
I think based on what I'm seeing is that he's been scoring goals.
He just got one goal the last game. Yeah. Before that, he hasn't been scoring.
I think that's enough for me. Wait. Because Hoyland,
so who are your other
Jackson
two
hasn't been scoring anything.
What?
Jackson hasn't
who are your other
anything.
Two strike options? Attacking options?
Issa and Haaland is nil. Issa and Haaland is nil. So it's just the other
Issa
one.
Issa and Haaland.
I think he's between Jackson and Hoyland. He might. But yeah, Jackson and Haaland just for the doubles. But yeah, I think it's close. I was on Hoyland, but after looking at some stats and I don't know, Jackson is just screaming. I think the fixtures are good for Chelsea too. I know the caveats, but I think Hoyland. Yeah, but let's talk about Man U now. I think Bruno.
I just remember. I think Jackson over Hoyland.
Why? Huh? Jackson?
Yeah, Jackson over Hoyland.
Okay.
Because before this game, I felt like Hoyland had been scoring more, but before, he hasn't been scoring for.
But he's a streaky player. He scored one goal. His streak might continue. I think there was a part of the season he kind of scored. So his streak might start. That's why. Yeah, okay, let's talk about Man U. Bruno is locked in my wildcard draft. What do you think?
I see him being very popular, but I don't know. I don't know about Man U, man.
Okay, Bruno or KDB?
Wait, we're going a bit all over here now. Wait.
We talk about Man U now. Man U assets. At Chelsea, we are done. We move on to Man U assets now.
I'm not done yet. So, for Chelsea, right? I mean, this is for your team, you're done. For your team, you're done. But for Chelsea, right?
All right.
We spoke about Jackson. We spoke about Cole Palmer.
Palmer, Gusto.
Any other assets within Chelsea that you think...
Petrovic, right?
Noni Mandueke.
I wouldn't go with any other defenders.
As in, ABK, what's your justification for Mandueke?
It's just an eye test, really. Honestly, eye test.
Your eye test,
My eye test against Arsenal, he was decent. And then he has been scoring goals as well. He had one assist. Well, he played 1 minute and he got one assist. He had a goal against Sheffield.
Bro, let's not go there. Because midfield is prime real estate, bro. You will not go there. I don't think it's worth the... Okay, let's move on. I don't talk about the defenders, right? If Gusto is injured, right, I wouldn't go with any defenders. Because, Di Sassi, Badashil, Chaloba and Thiago Silva, they've been sharing minutes. Cucurella is also playing. Cucurella is also playing, but Chilwa might be back soon. So you don't know whether 37 Cucurella is nil. So if Gusto is out, right, I wouldn't go with any defenders. I'll go with Petrovic. Just my take. And
I mean they have really good fixtures, but I just said that there's no one from an FPL point of view that you'd like to select apart from Cole Palmer. I'm thinking Cole Palmer, Nicholas Jackson. Really leaning in towards that one, I think. But it's wonderful to see how we started off the season talking about Nicholas Jackson and we're probably ending the season talking about him as well.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's on the opposite
roster,
end of the...
number one roster.
Hopefully, hopefully he comes back at the tail end of the season to prove us wrong. So Nicholas Jackson and Cole Palmer, these are probably my two Chelsea assets.
Okay, Man U, Bruno. Anwar?
Wait, you're going through your wildcard team, right?
Okay, why don't we go there? Okay, my midfield is nil. I'll tell you my I'll go with my midfield first, okay, because it's nil. I have Sun, Gordon.
Wait. So any more questions from the Telegram that we need to answer before we
there's a lot, there's a lot. Okay, there's a lot. Let's
alright.
Okay, yeah, Kenny. Our man Kenny doing a monster season. Do you see Saka and Salah outscoring Gordon and Bruno in game week 35?
I think no.
Wow.
I say no also lah.
Wow.
I think no.
Look, I'm gonna take this, man. You're the only one FPL over club. You gotta take this question. It's the only one that's FPL.
It's no lah. I mean, do you see? Yeah, I can see, but I don't see it like being likely lah. Can you? Gordon home to Sheffield, bro. You know Sheffield considered like 13 shots on target against the best worst team in Man U. I think Gordon will feed,
garbage
bro.
Versus, garbage versus
Fodringham. Bro, Fodringham play, bro. Fodringham play.
Yeah, I mean garbage or Fodringham. This is your two goalkeeping options.
Justice for Fodringham.
Justice for Fodringham, man. He played. But anyway,
yeah. So do you have Gordon in your wildcard team?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He's nil. He's nil. He has to be nil. Sheffield home.
I'll answer. I'll say seven. I don't see. I don't see Saka and Salah. Saka potentially outscoring Gordon and Bruno, but I don't see Salah.
But Saka has a way to Spurs.
I think okay lah. That's decent lah. I think
potentially, I just see like a small.
Okay, potential. Let's answer the question. I think he's considering a transfer. Will you sell Saka to Gordon, Salah to Bruno? I probably might not do that lah.
It's a transfer.
I will sell Salah.
Salah to
I
Bruno.
I will sell Salah first.
Saka or Salah to Bruno is okay, but to Gordon, I'll...
Really? I thought I would think that Gordon is more...
Yeah. Okay. Will you sell Saka or Salah first? Will you sell Salah or Saka first?
Salah first.
Ano? Just say it, bro.
His pain looks like...
Sa. I will sell Sa.
Jose sa.
Sa.
Okay. Let's move on. Elvin, okay, you all read the question, okay? It's a long question. He's on game week 35 wildcard. He's bench boosting. All right,
let's go. I'll read this question
to keep
from Elvin C. This is a 35 mark question. You get more points. 7 marks goes to language. 8 marks goes into how you structure your answer, and the rest goes into content.
I would like to see your point evidence, the PEL.
PEL, yeah. You got to peel this up, point evidence, explanation, and then you're leading up to the next answer, right?
Yeah.
So here, Erwin C is saying, I'm on a game week 35 wildcard, looking to bench boost in game week 37. I plan to keep Dubravka, and I've transferred in Petrovic. For game week 35, do you think Dubravka versus Sheffield can outscore Petrovic on the double? And also that this goalkeeper pair will enable a decent game week 37 bench boost. Also,
answer that first.
Thinking of
no, answer that first.
Gabriel and
let's
Saka
answer that first.
Chill out.
Bro, it's 35 marks, bro. Listen. Also, thinking of keeping Gabriel and Saka in my squad, as I believe that Arsenal still have to fight hard for the title. However, Harvard is tempting me, as he seems to be outscoring Saka in recent games. Is it wise to continue holding Gabriel, even though no doubles? Are you guys tempted to swap Saka for Havertz as the final week for punt? P.S. I got Havertz for my game week 34 free hit, and he has paid off handsomely. So what do you guys think? Hey, Lokman. This is why, right?
I have to say, like, it started off like an essay question, right? But then it turned out to be like, towards the end, sounded a lot like a magazine question.
Humble grab.
Like, magazine, like, you know, I'm having problems with my husband.
Okay.
Okay. What you say? I know about
the answer.
No.
Yeah. I'm gonna answer. Thank you, Elvin C, for reaching out to FPL Copy Talks with your question. We're glad to hear that you've had a handsome payout with Kai Havertz, and I would like to think that part of the reasons why you went with Havertz was because you listened to FPL Copy Talks and our recommendations for Arsenal in game week, pre-game week 34. Now, there are many points to your question. Let's answer them and tackle them one by one. So your game week 35 wildcard, looking to bench boost in game week 37. This is the same exact strategy that Lokman has. So I think Lokman is in the best position to answer your question. Lokman, can you please?
Okay.
Remember, PEL.
Okay. So, he's asking, do you think Dubravka versus Sheffield can outscore Petrovic? I would say yes, because I think it's a clean sheet. possible, Sheffield at home. But then I wouldn't go for Dubravka on my clean sheet. I think you should just go with the defenders. I think Pope is not ruled out for the season. So you don't want like a bench boost, right? You random like Pope comes back. So I would just go with your Shah or your Burn. That's my take. I don't think you should go for Dubravka in case the lingering doubt of Pope is back. Not I think Pope, the guy, not the Pope, it's Nick Pope, not the Pope who's coming to Singapore, coming to Singapore. Not that guy. Yeah.
Okay, so who's your keeper rotation, Lukman?
Okay, currently Ederson and Petrovic.
Ederson?
But wait.
And who are you playing?
Ederson and Petrovic.
And who are you
I'll play Petrovic for the double.
Okay.
Actually, I would... Okay, my answer to this, right, like Dubravka versus Petrovic. Honestly, I think as a goalkeeper, we really don't know the returns, right? It could be... I think this is something that we spoke about most of this season. The results of this season has been very difficult to predict. And I think that having Petrovic on a double game, that just increased your chances of returning a bit more. So we'll go a double gamer versus a single gamer, irrespective of who that goalkeeper is.
Actually,
got safe points.
Why not Onana?
Yeah. Onana. What's my name?
If Jackson is in my team, right, Onana will be in my team. We'll talk about it later. But I think goalkeepers...
he doesn't want to double up too much on like either United etc.
No, because I want to triple up on every team. So like, it kind of like... Because Højlund is in my team, right? Okay. Yeah, it's like all a team. But anyway...
I thought you were thinking like some dynamic. Jackson and Onana maybe like... Quite well together in your team.
The Jackson versus Højlund in my draft is like is a very important one. It will change my whole defense and my goalkeeper. But anyway, yeah. Let's answer the second part. Keeping I think Gabriel keeping Gabriel in our card is personally I'm not going to do Gabriel because I don't want to bench boost menu away for Gabriel in 37. But they are the best defense in the league, so it's perfectly fine to keep Gabriel. Havertz, firstly Havertz over Saka, we agree on that. So if you want an Arsenal midfielder, just go Havertz. But whether to have him in your wildcard team, I personally don't think he's worth it because of the amount of options that is in midfield.
Yeah, I would go. I would keep Saka at Gabriel. I would keep Gabriel in. I think he's quite a good defensive asset. And then look to either take a hit on 37 or a transfer on 37 if you really don't want to bench boost him.
No. If you have Gabriel now, you just bench boost him in 37. I think that's the play. You don't waste a transfer because in 38 he has Wolves at home. So the play is. No, not Wolves at home. Everton at home. Wolves at home. Is Liverpool,
But even if you let's say you really want to push for the bench boost, like a full bench boost, double
then
game
just
bench
go
boost, right? I think it's still worth to keep him in these 2 game weeks and then take a hit, even a hit for double.
It's not worth because he's playing Spurs away. He won't play Spurs away now. So I think if you have Gabriel, just bench boost with him. That's my opinion. Don't waste your transfers. If you don't want Gabriel in your bench boost, just go without him. Just go with a doubler right now. That's my opinion. Don't waste your transfer. But because he's playing Spurs away, it's not like 35-36, right? Spurs away and Bournemouth home. I think Spurs away is not clean sheet lately. It's just Bournemouth home. So if you just Bournemouth home and Everton home in 38, you just want him for that. You just keep him all the way and hope for the best.
Fair point.
Bench boost.
So no Gabriel? Saka or Havertz? How about Havertz?
First Havertz over Saka, but I won't go for Havertz because of the midfield options.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's just the fixtures for Arsenal, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the bottom line. If you're wild cutting, you're probably looking at the fixtures and then...
Correct.
You don't think they...
I think Gabriel would be a popular pick for wild cut, but I'm not going there. If I'm ranked better, I'll go with Gabriel, just for the safety, because of the ownership and... Yeah, but I'm at my rank, I think I'll just go with doublers. I'm more fun. I will just swerve Gabriel and any Arsenal defenders. Okay.
Because I'm on a free hit perspective, right? On free hit.
Oh, then go for Arsenal. You should go for Arsenal.
I will keep them because they have good Bournemouth Everton games. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You should get Havertz for Bournemouth. On the free hit option,
I know you should go for Havertz. You should go for Havertz in 36 because they have Bournemouth, right? And then you're free hitting 37.
Correct. That's part of the plan. 38
Everton. Havertz.
That's the part of the plan of bringing him in.
Okay, last question from Weche. Burn or brainwave? Burn.
You know what Anwar's answer gonna be. Yeah.
Yeah. But burn.
No, guys, you missed the boat on brainwave.
Yeah,
missed the boat on brainwave. should have listened when the advice was hot.
Yeah,
yeah, but to be fair, when you were pushing Brandwave the week after that, he got minus one.
Yeah, to be fair. But 20 points paid back, bro.
Yeah, 20
he paid back 20 points, bro.
Answer, yeah. So, like, if you, like, overall, if you look at the, like, from when we first brought in, from when you first brought in Brandwave to now, it's going to be a net positive 19 points.
Yeah. Okay, I show you why I think, also why I think that, you've missed the boat on Brainwave is because one of the reasons why I was quite I was happy to have him in my wildcard team is because their fixtures, right, their next few fixtures, they're playing Luton, they're playing relegation battlers basically. So they're playing Brentford, Luton and Sheffield, so that's their next 3 game weeks. And I thought that if they were in relegation battle, then Brainwave will be there and about to the desire to play for wins is there lah. But now with the Liverpool win, they already secured their safety score. Yeah, safety I wouldn't score. Go there anymore lah. Yeah, they probably safe.
Okay, let's move on. Right now, guys. So Burn. I think just go for Burn doublers. But yep. Okay, next one will you keep Salah and Saka? If you have to sell one, who will be? We both said Salah, right? Anwar said Salah something. But I think it's Saka. Salah. Is it worth selling both for Son and Gordon for a hit?
Selling both Son and Gordon for a hit.
So Salah, Saka to Son and Gordon for a hit.
I would say
I think yes. I think Saka has been poor too lah.
You think Gordon will return? My only question mark is Gordon.
Home to Sheffield. He only blanked one time. One home game this season, bro. He will feast.
You think
and
so?
He'll be decently owned also. I think so. Right, EBK?
Mm. Yeah, I agree.
I think it's okay for hit. I will tell you.
But this hit, just for you to note, there's no discount on this hit. Zero discount.
No, bro. Sun got 2 games.
Hey, go. What was the discount rate?
50%.
Minus 2.
Okay, let's move on.
25%.
Look, we're actually so asking a lot of questions.
I'm still on this one.
Yes or no?
Relax, bro. So Gordon, Gordon, haven't really felt Gordon on this one.
The thing about Gordon, right, he has Sheffield home, right, and then Burnley away, and then the double. The double is Brighton and Man U. It's a good double too. So you're not only buying for Sheffield, which is the fixture to buy. It's also after that, it's a good fixture. So I will comfortably, and Saka hasn't looked good too. So I think it's an okay hit. Do you agree, Anwar?
And what's his strategy again?
He never says.
If you're out with your wild card and your bench boosting in 37, then yeah. I think it's worth like looking it from a 4 game week point of view.
Okay. Last one. Thoughts on having Watkins for the rest of the season. I thought of him because I was thinking of like Jackson or Hoyland. I was thinking should I get a singler. But I don't want to bench boost him when he plays Liverpool away in 37. That's the only reason why I won't have him. But he's a top scoring forward. If you want to get him, it's not a bad call. Do you agree?
I'm a bad person to ask.
I would have to disagree a little bit. I find that despite all that, I think their last two fixtures are decent, but not guaranteed pointers line in that sense. They're playing Chelsea, Brighton, Liverpool. Pushing for top 4, 3 points, 6 points currently ahead of Spurs with 2 games in hand.
I still can't afford him. He's quite expensive. Like Hoyland and Jackson are pretty cheap. 7 odd. So, yeah. Okay, let's move on to my World Cup team. Okay, I'll start my midfield. Okay, my midfield is nil.
No wonder you're rushing us. You just want to talk about your World Cup team. Okay,
we start with 34 minutes already. Okay. I'll go in my nailed midfield first, okay?
No, Sun, start from Gordon. From
no, it will make a difference, but I'll tell you why. I'll go first. So my midfield is nailed. Sun, Gordon, Palmer, Bruno, and Foden. That five is nailed. 100%, more or less. Okay? Issa and Haaland is nailed. So I don't know. I know Haaland is not fit, but even if he's injured, right, or like ruled out for this game, right? I'll probably have him in my team because Foden is currently on my bench for Forest away. So, I mean, if it's a short injury, I will still have Haaland on my bench, I guess. Okay, so the other forward spot, right, will change my whole team, essentially. Because my plan for my workout, right, is to have 15 doublers in place for bench boost. Okay, I'm not booking in any transfers. So I want triple City, triple Chelsea, triple Spurs, triple Newcastle, and triple Man United. So I won't go with any Liverpool, I won't go with any Arsenal. So my plan is to hopefully just make one transfer in 37, like an emergency transfer, and then keep 2-3 transfers for 38 lah. I think 38, if for example City win the league, and then there's like leagues and all, I can make transfers. So that's my plan lah. Just don't book in any transfers. Okay. So my midfield is settled. So my forward. So I'm asking you guys, Jackson or Højlund? I think y'all went for Jackson. So I think I'm gonna change my draft and go for Jackson too. I think Højlund was in my draft from very early on. So I will probably go for Jackson. So if I go for Jackson, right, my defense will be Gusto, Dalo. I think Dalo is nailed also. We haven't talked about Dalo. I think Dalo, Maguire is 1 million cheaper, but I think Dalo, I think he's been okayish form lah. Okay. I mean, he's quite advanced.
Can I pause you there for a quick one?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so it's you want to triple up, right? So it's either a triple up, you will triple up on Chelsea or triple up on United asset, correct?
Yeah, correct.
You want to triple up on both Chelsea and United. So right now, your triple up Chelsea, correct, is Petrovic, Gusto and Palmer, right? And correct, your triple up United is Bruno Fernandes, Højlund and Dalo.
And Dalo, correct.
So if you take out Højlund
for Jackson. Yes.
Who will you remove in your Chelsea three? Gusto, definitely not Palmer, okay, lah. Gusto or Petrovic?
Correct. So Petrovic will become Onana.
Okay. So Petrovic to Onana.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
it's clearer, but it'll be easier to see. Yeah.
Okay. No, but the thing is, if I do that, I can't afford Ederson. That's why it's a bit. Yeah. Okay. So Burn. Okay. I will just go Dalo and Burn is and Poro are nil. The other changes, right, is I'll go Ederson and Van de Ven, right, is my current draft. But if I go with Jackson, right, it has to be Vardiol and Vicario. Okay, what do you think of Ederson versus Vardiol?
Ederson better. Vardiol, you
Ederson more nil.
You wouldn't get 2 games out of him.
Yeah. Vardiol.
No point getting him for City double, I feel.
So, you prefer Ederson and Van de Ven.
Bro, if that's the case, if that's the case, I mean, if you look in isolation, Højlund versus Nicholas Jackson. Right? Obviously, we choose Jackson over Højlund. But I mean, looking at your strategy right now and your goalkeeping options, I'd rather have, because Ederson. You can't afford Ederson and Onana together, right? I'd rather go with Petrovic and Ederson, and then you keep Højlund up front.
No.
You get me?
Højlund. No, actually, right, for the defense, right, they're all like bad picks, bad-ish picks. So if Jackson is better than Højlund, right, I would just take Jackson, and then I will, you know what I mean? The defenders are like, Vardiol, Ederson, they're like very similar to me. Petrovic, Vicario, Onana, I don't think there's much of a difference. So I think the forward is more important. That's what I'm thinking. So I don't really mind changing my defense as long as I get the proper forward. Like for example, Ederson and Vardiol, right? I think it's closer.
I get what you mean.
Right?
But
it's closer than I think.
Don't triple up on United. I mean, you got Fernandes, you got Dello, that's pretty good options. Then you look elsewhere. That means you take
Gabriel.
Out Gusto, you have Petrovic, Palmer and Jackson. Take out Gusto. Yeah. I think Gusto is also quite a, I won't say bad pick.
Gusto. No. Gusto should be nailed because he's cheap. And my team value sucks. I think Gusto is nailed. He's 4.2 and I bought him at 4 million. So for the value,
I mean, you can have Gusto, Palmer,
him.
Petrovic and
then Jackson, don't need get Petrovic. Right? Because Gusto is cheap.
So
I'll
you get Onana.
Onana and Vicario.
And Ederson. Vicario.
No. Yeah. So Vardiol. It's a bit confusing, but okay. My defense, right, the only net one, right, is Gusto, Dalo, Burn and Poro. So my goalkeepers and my other one defender spot, it could be anyone, but right now it's Jackson over Højlund. I think I'm pretty set on that. Because of you guys, because I was 50-50 lah. And that's basically my workout. So bench boost 37. Hopefully no transfers made. I think no planned transfers. So the 37 one free transfer, hopefully it's just emergency. Hopefully Arsenal win the games. Because if Man City win the title by 37, that'll be a headache. I might need to sell Haaland for Alvarez or something. I don't know. But
the thing is, they're also resting for FA Cup, right?
Yeah. Like, for example, Ederson, right? If Man City win the title, right, Ortega might play. That's another shitty part, though. Hopefully, Arsenal beat Spurs. If Arsenal lose to Spurs, which is not unlikely, but yeah, hopefully Arsenal win, and then like my bench boost is... And for Anwar, right? Anwar is free hitting 37, right? He would want Man City to win the title. Right? So he can choose, like, he doesn't have to choose Man City, or rather he can choose, like, Doku or San Rendo in his wildcard, in his free draft.
It just feels wrong to say he would want Man City to win the title.
Yeah, I mean, for his... Wrong, wait, you want Arsenal to win, Anwar?
No, I'd rather Liverpool to win,
honestly.
You'd rather Arsenal?
I want Liverpool to win, but I'd rather Arsenal win.
I know, lah. Okay, anyway, I'll post my team on Telegram.
I'm just thinking, like, Van der Ven, right? He's how much now? 5.5.
No, he's damn cheap. He's 4.4.
I'm trying to understand. So you're going for Petrovic, for Ederson, for...
Okay.
Ederson for Vicario, right? So Ederson, so your goalkeeping options will be Onana and Vicario.
Then Van der Ven will be Vardiol. And then Ederson will be Onana. So Onana, Dalot, Bruno.
You cannot do Ederson, Vicario.
Ederson, Vicario, and then... Okay, the issue is that, right? Vardiol is who? Vardiol will be what?
Then Van der Ven, you change out your Van der Ven.
No, I have to change out the other... I have to double up on menu, right? Defense. So I have to go with Maguire, so I don't want. So maybe I can just go with Gabriel, which I don't really want. But it's the logic thing to do. You understand? I have to triple up menu. So if it's Ederson and Vicario.
Yeah, Ederson and Vicario. Then your Van der Ven, you swap in out for someone.
For who?
For...
If I want to complete the triple out, right, it's Maguire lah. But I don't want.
Yeah, for Maguire.
Maguire and Dalot.
Maguire on the bench boost.
Are you following now, Ibeke? What do you think?
I think Maguire ahead of Van
der Ven. I'm a bit lost, to be honest.
Okay, so right now, right, let's okay, I'll post my team. What's happening is this. So, Lokman wants to triple up in 37. Right, four teams, tripling up on five teams, right?
15 players. So 15 players.
Newcastle.
Correct.
Newcastle is set because it's got Burn, Gordon, and Isaac. Let's forget about that. Now the question is he has Chelsea, Tottenham,
Palmer, Jackson, Spurs, and Gusto,
and United. Okay. Right. So his current players that he selected from United is Dalot, Bruno, and Højlund. Right.
Correct.
And in from Chelsea is Petrovic, Gusto, Palmer. And from City is Ederson, Foden and Haaland. Right? So now if he were to change Højlund, then it would have to shift things around a little bit lah. Yeah. So he's bringing in Højlund for Jackson, which means that he needs to move out one of his Chelsea player in either Palmer, Petrovic. Gusto or Petrovic.
Petrovic.
And because he's moving in for Onana, he might not be able to afford both Onana and Ederson. So he's changing Ederson to Vicario.
Yeah, something like that.
But if you change Ederson to Vicario, you still need to change one more Spurs player, what, bro?
Correct. That's why Van der Ven I cannot have. So Van der Ven can be Vardiol.
Van der Ven to Vardiol.
Yeah.
Just Gabriel,
honestly,
like,
I cannot, if you ask me, right now, I would go with
I'll say Gabriel
Petrovic, Ederson in goal. Okay, I'm just going to summarize lah how I will go with it for you.
Okay, can.
I will go Ederson and Petrovic in goal. Burn, Poro, Dalot, Maguire in defense.
Burn.
Yeah, correct. So Burn, Poro, Gusto, Burn, Poro, Dalot, Maguire and Gusto in defense. Son, Gordon, Palmer, Bruno, Foden in midfield. Then up front you have Isaac, Nicholas Jackson and Haaland. I will go with this.
Okay.
That's
not bad.
I think Maguire and Van der Ven is almost a like for like replacement, and I think Ederson ahead of Vicario. Okay, so Petrovic ahead of Vicario, and Ederson ahead of Onana. That's your advantage in this position, in this lineup. And you get to
that's a good point. I can afford that for sure, but yeah, I think I'll do that. The thing I can do Maguire to Gabriel. should I just get Gabriel instead of Maguire and then just bench boost Gabriel away to Man U in 37? What do you think?
Yes.
Because you're docking your transfer, right? For when are you using your one transfer?
No plan. So no plan transfer. Sell Gabriel.
Hey, wait. Wildcard 35, right? Then you still have your three transfers, until the end of the season?
I know, because
they're keeping two that week. So if you have Gabriel now, we can always bring him Maguire just for the bench boost.
Okay. Let's move on to your teams. Thanks for humoring me and helping me, Anwar. Let's go Anwar's team. You are free hitting in 37. So you're looking at three games.
Free hitting in 37. So I think just a quick sharing on my team right now. In goal, I have Pickford and Neto. I think pretty decent this week. I'm putting Pickford ahead of Neto because Neto has been a doubt. Pickford is playing against Brentford, so pretty decent. In defense, I've got Gabriel, Zabani, Mitchell, Brinwith, and Ed Nouri. So I think Ed Nouri is back from injury. I'll probably start with Ed Nouri, Zabani, Gabriel. This is probably my three defense. Brinwith on the bench. I might bring in Brinwith ahead of Zabani, so that depends on what
double
I feel.
Double up Everton defense.
Yeah, double up on Everton defense, but that depends on how I feel. But I just feel that they already secured their
safety score.
Their stay, right? So they have lesser incentive to get a clean sheet or to get the points. Yeah. In midfield, I got Eze, Sarabia, Salah, Saka, and Palmer. So Palmer will definitely be in the shout. Now my question is whether I should bring out transfer out Salah or Saka, right? For Son. Right now. I'm inclining very closely to bring out Salah for Son, right? But the upfront option, right, is Mateta, Solanke, and Darwin. So I'm happy that I have Mateta and Solanke. This week move, I could keep Salah for this week and bring in Haaland for Darwin. But Haaland is not doing the double, so I probably have to prioritize the Sun transfer first.
Okay.
Yep.
Captain? If Palmer is fit?
Mateta. Kata si on Palmer.
Okay.
Because of the smile. Captain Mateta because of the smile.
Yeah, bro. He got the...
So who are you benching? Who are you benching? Darwin or Sarabia?
Neto, Brinwith, Darwin and Sarabia.
So you bench Darwin?
Yep.
Okay, Liverpool early kickoff. There might be team leagues. I don't know what you do on Saturday at 6 PM, but it could be worth it to see who you transfer. Let's say Salah is not starting. Easier transfer. Or like Darwin not starting. You can sell Darwin. If Alan is fit,
sell both for example. Soon.
Take a hit. No, you will just take one transfer.
No, I won't take a hit. It's either or, but like right now, I think Salah to Son is a bigger priority than the following week, Darwin to Haaland.
So Darwin bench, huh?
Yeah, Darwin on the bench.
Yeah. Sarabia, Luton home. I don't know. Sarabia should play. Yeah, okay. Looking good, bro. Looking good. Hopefully, you can keep your top 100k status.
Yeah. Nervous weeks ahead, man.
Okay, ABK, okay. Your team.
3-5-2 for me. I got Alisson Becker in goal. Very premium goalkeeper. defender.
BL.
Ait Nouri, Gabriel and Pedro Porro. My midfield is Gordon, Garnacho, Saka, Salah, Palmer. I think I got Palmer as my captain. Up front, I got Darwin and Solanke. So my bench is Neto, Haaland, Zabani, Munoz. Munoz, yeah. So I think probably the sensible move is just going Salah to Sun for this week and just play this team. But
who will you bench if Haaland is fit? Darwin. I think it's going to be Darwin.
Yeah, Darwin. If Haaland is fit, then Darwin gets the bench. But actually, maybe I'll just put Haaland in first.
Yeah, put Haaland in. Put Darwin on the bench. If Haaland doesn't play, then Darwin comes on.
But if Darwin starts, like there's a leak. I don't know. I don't think you guys look at leaks, right? You guys
don't. Not a leak kind of guy.
You're not a dick, but no. But let's say Darwin is starting, for sure. You still bench him, ah?
If Darwin starts, for sure.
Like, let's say you happen to see a leak.
No, just bench, ah. Just bench, ah.
I think
then you know that Darwin will definitely come on if Haaland is injured. Right? But otherwise, if Haaland is playing, you still go Haaland again.
Yeah, that's
Darwin.
True.
I think
that's
pretty
true.
Straightforward.
That's true.
Pretty straightforward.
But Haaland might be bench, might come in as a bench player.
Haaland in 15 minutes will outscore Darwin in 90. Yeah.
I've never seen Anwar so anti Liverpool as he is today. I just have to put it out there.
The dream is over, bro. The dream is over, bro.
I mean,
To be fair, he has a pain look in his face.
It is.
I realize anyway.
Say this, but
anyway, I see you guys benching your Mitchell and Munoz. I think Fulham away. Fulham is on the beach already. So I think that's a decent fixture to start them, wing backs. You know? So yeah, just saying.
Actually, Mitchell not bad. Okay. Quite decent returns.
Yeah.
But
bro, Munoz.
I have Agnuri, I have Pedro Porro.
Yeah. Gabriel.
How
appear,
is it?
Right? Did you start Gabriel?
Began Mitchell versus Munoz. How did they both return?
As I said last week, right, Munoz is, he's always in the box. Mitchell is more of the assist. Munoz was probably score. I think EBK went for the scorer.
I went for Munoz in the end.
Because you see the own goal, Emerson, it was basically Munoz goal lah. Like, he didn't get the last touch lah. So it was a bit unlucky.
Okay lah, they're just one point but different lah. Don't talk like as if
No, but I think if you look at the stats, right, I think Munoz makes more sense. That was my opinion last week. I think let's move on. Anything else before we want mini league, guys?
Nothing else.
Nah, I'm good.
I think we'll be running quite long in this episode.
Okay. So third place, right? We have a momentous momentous happened. Kenny overtook Lemon.
Wow.
Legend.
Ooh.
Yeah. At third place, Kenny won, overtaking our favourite Lemon, who has been up there for a bit. He had 125 points on his free hit, Kenny. Second place, FPL Brandon. He massive rate error lah. I think 2-digit to 579 OR. 81 points only, so he had massive rate error. And at number one is Big Ben, who is probably not going to win it. We'll find out by tomorrow. By tomorrow, ABK will do the necessary announcements. Yes, but yeah. So yeah, Brandon is probably going to win it.
He's number three overall, by the way. He's probably going to win the FPL prize, so he doesn't really need to from us.
1 minute before deadline, he downloads the and says, "Hey guys, I'm here, mate." Then after that.
That'll be happy. I hope that happens.
Kenny will be raging, because Kenny is so close, man. Like, he's really closing up the gap with Brandon.
Yeah, he's about 30 odd points, 28 points. Yeah, Kenny monster, man. 2.4k OR. Congrats, man.
It's
Kenny.
Crazy, Kenny. Congratulations. Yeah. At one point in time, I was just like 20 points behind you. Now I'm like 100. So.
What's Kenny's chip plans again? Sorry.
He had one bench boost left only.
Just
same
one
as
bench boost left. He really played his free hit this week. Wow.
So he's basically, that's why he's trying to sell Salah and Saka for doublers for his bench boost. That's why he's asking the question. But anyway, Brandon, if you're listening, if you win the league, we will want you to interview maybe, if you don't mind, because you're a big guy on Twitter and you're following your Telegram page also. So yeah, Brandon.
A small question, just a quick one. If I free hit, right, 37, right, my transfers will roll to 38.
No, one free transfer.
You only want one transfer free for 38.
You have to use two transfers.
Yeah.
You have to use your two transfers in 35 and 36. You have to use both, essentially.
Okay.
All right. Wrap it up, ABK.
All right. So if you haven't already, this is your last chance to join the Telegram group. last chance. This is probably the last time you'll be hearing me say this, because next week I won't be asking you to join anymore. I will still ask you to join Telegram group, but not the price league. So you may find the league code at the Telegram channel and where we administer our league and interact with the community.
Yeah, we appreciate all of your support. Do give us a like, subscribe and share on all our socials. You can find FPL Copy Talks on IG, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube and X. Links are embedded in the description below.
Okay, we'll be podding next on Labor Day. Apparently, it's Labor Day in Barcelona too. So that is a worldwide
Labor
thing.
Labor Day
apparently.
Almost all around the world, bro.
Okay.
You think Labor Day is Singapore
so
holiday? Yeah. You give us
holiday.
Okay, okay. Anyway, it will be before the game week ends, because Spurs and Chelsea play like Thursday night. So we're going to pop before the game week concludes. But because of the schedule and all, we'll just pop before the Chelsea Spurs on Friday. So yeah, keep up, keep it up. Thanks for all the questions, guys. Thanks for the community and the questions and the interaction
I know
on our Telegram.
We keep on talking about the essay question, but then it's we really appreciate however long the questions are. We appreciate the questions.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, I was just joking lah, but I think we did a pretty good score on answering that. I think we did 28 out of 35. But the Lokman's essay on his wildcard draft team, I think that went pretty
could
poorly.
Could be better lah.
So
I agree.
I probably give you a 12.5.
The peel wasn't like, there. The peel wasn't there.
The peel wasn't there.
It was a cyclical kind of a discussion.
Yeah, don't mind. It gotta be better.
Okay.
Man. It gotta be better. I'm banking on you to
improve on your final exams.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's wrap it up. Thank you, guys. Thank you, ABK.
Thanks, Lukman.
Thank you, Anwar.
You're welcome. Always a pleasure.
Any other questions? Just hit us on our socials. We are FPL Kopi Talks. Signing out.
You're listening to FPL Kopi Talks. Right here. Right now.